AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Court papers reveal new details about the attacker, arrested after breaching the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and striking her husband with a hammer. Our Sagar Magani reports.
The documents say David DePapp told police he planned to hold Nancy Pelosi and ask her questions. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps. She was not home, but 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was. Federal prosecutors have now filed two charges, attempted kidnapping of a U.S. official and retaliating against a federal official by injuring a family member. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There was a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Swarms of police officers with weapons drawn surrounding a vehicle outside a government plaza. A man inside has a gunshot wound. He pointed a gun to his head when officers approached. They've backed away. A police officer who fatally shot a black motorist in April in Grand Rapids, Michigan, will be going on trial for second-degree murder. Supporters and opponents of affirmative action in higher education made their cases before the U.S. Supreme Court today. On the bench, the first African-American woman justice questioning one of the plaintiffs.
Why does having race as a factor harm your members in a redressable way?
Former President Donald Trump's filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court, trying to block the release of his tax records to a congressional committee. In a separate case, testimony began today in the tax fraud trial against his company. How about that lottery jackpot? Someone could win $1 billion tonight. Scott Henyon in New York is hoping.
I would definitely retire, finish my house, probably buy another house, maybe buy a couple of nice cars, take a nice vacation.
World Series Game 3 tonight in Philadelphia. The series is tied. This is AP News. Pondering your health care coverage, the window's about to open for enrolling in Obamacare.
Those searching for coverage will largely be shielded from an increase in costs. Generous subsidies approved during the coronavirus pandemic remain in place. That'll keep monthly premium payments at zero or just a few dollars for most. Enrollees' premiums are capped at 8.5% of their incomes. The larger price breaks have driven a jump in enrollment. About 14.5 million people get their health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, and the percentage of Americans without health insurance hit an all-time low in August of just 8%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A South Carolina sheriff's pushing back against accusations a bus carrying Shaw University students was stopped in Spartanburg County earlier this month because of racial profiling. The county sheriff, Chuck Wright, says the vehicle was stopped because it had been swerving. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.